the Superdome, the scene for Super Bowl 15, the championship of the National Football League.
This television broadcast of the Raiders' second Super Bowl victory was called by a man who 26 years later is still going strong.
Hello, everyone. Dick Enberg. Welcome to football's answer to the Mardi Gras. And for the Philadelphia Eagles and the Oakland Raiders, the agony of this long two-week wait is just about over, Merlin Olsen.
I'm ready. Send me in, Coach. I'm ready to play.
Well, it was my first Super Bowl. I was working with Merlin Olsen. Of course, Jim Plunkett, late in his career, long in the tooth, but finally gets his opportunity to quarterback a really good team after being roughed up at New England and winning that Super Bowl.
Plunkett to throw. Touchdown! Cliff Branch!
Dick Enberg is still calling games today. But even in 1981, he was still a veteran of the broadcasting world.
My first NFL game was in 1966. I've been rubbing shoulders with football greatness ever since.
The Super Bowl 15 broadcast was directed by Kenny Fouts. Now semi-retired, Fouts has been a longtime collaborator of Enberg's.
I spent a lot of time with Merlin Olsen and Dick Enberg before every game on game preparation, because when we all sat down to do the game, we wanted to be on the same page.
This is the toughest town in the NFL to play football in. There are so many distractions that keep you from thinking about football.
The Raiders reportedly were having a great time down the French Quarter every night, and everyone was wondering, would they be ready to play? Well, obviously, they were more than ready and were dominant winners of that game.
Play action. Going for six to Brand.
When the Super Bowl happened, I'm sure that everybody felt Philadelphia was the favorite in the game. But the Raiders absolutely dominated the game. It was 27-10 was the final. Plunkett was the MVP.
Rod Martin, three interceptions, was a star player.
Jaworski intercepted by Rod Martin. Martin at the 40. He is to the Eagle 29-yard line.
Kenny King ran for 80 yards. At the time, that was a record in Super Bowl play.
To me, still one of the classic post-game shots is to see Pete Rozelle hand the Super Bowl trophy to Al Davis in the Raiders' locker room after the game.
This was the finest hour in the history of the Oakland Raiders.
Both men still have their ties to the Raiders. Fouts recently worked with Silver and Black Productions, directing the preseason game against the Rams this past summer, while Enberg called the game against the Chargers.
Intercepted, and that's going to be a touchdown. It's Thomas Howard, the linebacker, his fourth interception of the year and his second touchdown. Oh, my!
And while on-air broadcasters are not supposed to show their bias for a team, behind the scenes, it can be a different story.
I have an attachment to the Oakland Raiders. That was my first Super Bowl, and actually it was because of me moving on in my career. It was the only Super Bowl I ever worked. It was tremendous memory. I'd have hated to have done another Super Bowl and ruin that memory.